Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back, it's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Olivia Friedman's here. Olivia is a new friend. She's a futurist and a business consultant, former veteran of the U.S. Navy, or she is a veteran of the U.S. Navy, former medical technician and information officer there at that great corps. She's now the chief information officer at the Institute for Higher Global Studies, and she's here to talk to us about some really important and very timely stuff. Olivia, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you here. So, and thank you for your service, by the way. One of the things that we're all going to be faced with, we are already are faced with more and more, is the introduction of some kind of biometrics in our movement. My wife had a procedure, an elective procedure, a couple of months ago, and I'd already said that I wasn't going to let anybody take my temperature to go into a building, but I had to go with her to the hospital. So I did that. I allowed them to put that thing on my forehead to make sure I didn't have a fever, and I went in. I did all that. But if I don't have a, if I have a, but more and more, and this is something that you're tracking, you're keeping up with, is more and more, you think this may be the future when we go into a restaurant or a store or something like that? More biometric screening?
Most definitely, Jim. And, you know, that's a really good question. I know a lot of people are out there wondering, where are we headed? What is the future of the workplace and the state of the country in the future with coronavirus? It's going to look kind of futuristic, Jim, from my perspective. In that the UV lights and the UVC portals actually are starting to pop up in a lot of pretty interesting places. I think MTA out in New York, their transit system, actually had a pilot program that they were running. And they said it was very successful. Of course, they have robots and other technologies to detect COVID-19 now, which is awesome, including Violet, the robot. So what they're trying to do is have these UVC portals for us to walk through in public places to try to eradicate the virus, at least on flat surfaces. And
what does the UV do?
Well, Jim, that's a great question. It actually zaps the wall of coronavirus. See, what's happening, Jim, is that a lot of people are wondering, well, how can the light really do that? In essence, it's a low-grade burn, because what we understand about COVID-19 is that it has a very thin cell wall, and that gives us the ability to zap it with the UV light.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, as much of a curmudgeon and recalcitrant as I am, who wouldn't want that, right? Who wouldn't want, if I've got something on me that could hurt me or somebody else, who wouldn't want to kill that? Why wouldn't I say, let me have one of those wands myself. I'll just wand myself before I leave the house, whatever. You know, I mean, I guess I can understand that. What I'm concerned about, and I'd like for your thoughts on this, is the ethics of this. It makes sense. But it's also, if you do it to me without my permission, or if you make it a condition of entry, that's to some degree, that's also penetrating my space. And I know we do it when we get on airplanes, but still, my point is, what's next? You know, as a fellow futurist, you got to ask, what's next, right?
Absolutely, Jim. And to address that, I think it's a really good question. I have a lot of people asking me that, because one of my specialties with the information system security is, you know, privacy and what are your rights and when are my rights being violated. And so definitely the lights are penetrating some aspect of the person. Some scientists, Jim, will go as far as say it's getting, you know, past the subdermal level, depending upon the intensity and the amount, you know, and the frequency and time, the amount of exposure. But for the most part, I can totally understand that question because we're talking about the UVC portals after all, right? Public places, probably malls and restaurants. So definitely a lot of people are going to ask, you know, are you violating my rights when you're doing that, when you're having me be required, in other words?
Well, and when you take it to the next level, though, this is conditioning. And again, I'm being the libertarian here, I guess. This is conditioning us to be to accepting of being dipped like a sheep. You know what I mean? Once a year they got to dip me. I understand. And so I've got to go through this UV portal. And so we accept that. Like we're going and getting on an airplane. But what if 5 years from now the technology is such that they can tell how you're thinking about voting? You know what I mean? Who knows? I mean, this is technology. We have to remember humans aren't going to change. We're always going to be analog, but the technology can get ahead of us, and I worry about that. What do you think?
Well, it's a really great topic. You're definitely well-versed, especially when you actually mentioned how are we thinking about voting. Of course, we're going from, you know, this typical polls to actual EEG technology, which I've dabbled in a little bit myself, which is the electroencephalography. And what it is where you have the little microbes, the little attachments that you have, like electrodes, I should say, attached to the brain. And you see them on pictures when you see medical students studying. Yeah. And it's like they're checking, you know, activity in the brain. And so, yes, we have a lot of privacy issues that are coming up, but that's definitely going to be one of them as well.
Well, we present things though. I mean, the your eyes dilate or constrict based on stimuli, and maybe different things to how you respond to things. I mean, you can be set up. This is George Orwell's kind of stuff that we could be facing. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Last thoughts.
I totally agree, Jim. I totally agree. And I get where you're going with that. It's total conditioning. But the question that arises that it's arisen in my own mind, you know, what's the exchange? Is it worth it?
And that's the thing.
And yesterday. So, yeah, I agree.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back and talk some more. This is fascinating stuff from our new friend, Olivia Friedman. She is the CIO at Institute for Higher Global Studies. And she and I will be back with more of this. And also, I'm going to ask her a little bit about my concept of World War III that we're in right now after the break. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.